Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
I am. We are grateful for the blood of the Lamb, the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ that still saves. Jesus saves even today. Give you the sounds of Ndogozo Mbambo, John 3, verses 16. And you can go read it for yourself. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have life eternal. And that is Ndogozo Mbambo this morning. And are you grateful for the blood? I know I am. I know I am. And I see... Okay. Colin Maluleke was the one I played first. And the song, More and More, The Pursued. You're on Just For You. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 11 o'clock right here on 657 AM. Good morning, Pietra.
Goeiemiddag, mensen met mijn ex-verzuchtig wees. Hier was een ongeluk op ML Sunnyside, op de hoek van, ik kan nou niet die nummer zien, nie, maar dat is op pad Sunnyside toe, wees maar net verzuchtig, mensen. Die verkeer gaan beginnen ophoek. Dankie. Morning, family. Have a very, very nice day. So I'm going to be busy working at the school, helping a friend cutting material. Blessings. Bye-bye.
Wherever you're driving, my queen, may the hand of the Lord be with you. May his wisdom, strength, laughter, joy, peace be with you. May he keep keeping you in all that you'll be doing. Pietro. Goeiemôre, good morning, my Gwenningen. Shemaine, good morning. Shemaine says, I greet you in the loving name of our Lord Jesus and Savior. Wow, as the sister talked, my life played in front of me. My son was heavy on drugs. Thought I lost him, but I kept on praying for him and God came through. He is now 10 years clean and working in our church. I just kept on the promise of Psalms 121. Love, Shemaine. Shemaine, baya danki. Om te share. Thank you so much for sharing with us. Ah, that is so awesome. Look at God. How faithful is our God. And you gave us the book of Psalms. You have been holding on to the book of Psalms 121. I know there's a song on that. I will lift up mine eyes to the hill from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. And the Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Thank you so much for that. I can think of a parent who's also praying for their children, who is praying, who is thinking that they might have lost their children, be it to drugs, be it to something. You know, so there's so many things that are out there. And the parent might feel like, I have lost this one. But may the Lord's hand be upon our children. And I think as you have given us this, this is a declaration we need to make. This is a declaration we need to make and put our children's names in there. Put our loved ones' names in there as we are praying for them, trusting the Lord. Thank you for sharing. 10 years he's clean. Now he's working in the church. Look at God. How faithful is he? There's still power in the blood of Jesus Christ, the power that washes us clean. Doesn't matter what you have done. He doesn't care about that. All he cares about is you growing a meaningful relationship with him, building a meaningful relationship with him, starting that. There's a starting point. You just give your life to the Lord. I am a sinner. I have sinned. Lord, forgive me. I have sinned. And I believe that you came and you died for me. You rose again. You know? And Lord, I'm giving my life to you. I'd like you to come and dwell in me. Cleanse me from all my unrighteousness. And lead me according to your path. Lead me according to your way. teach me your ways. David says, teach me your ways, Lord, teach me your ways. That's all he needs. He needs our hearts. He needs our hearts. He needs our hearts. And I'm reminded also that Radio Pulpit posted, was it this morning or was it? Yeah, I think it was this morning. 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. You cannot carry it all alone. Allow him to carry. Allow him to do it. The battle is the Lord's. It's not yours. There's still power. The power in the blood of the Lord, of our Lord Jesus Christ, and in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So give it all unto him. Give it all unto him. We're going to via the stores. And after the stores, we are going to a song by Dr. Dumi Love on the Cross. And we thank him for that love that he has shown to mankind on the cross. And we are going to connect with Given Illustrative Masilela. And he's talking about the positive effect of social media on our young people. And I think this is something that I personally want to learn. Because, yes, I know there's positive. I love the positive side of social media. Oh, Lord, help me with the other side. Oh, Lord, help me with the other side. And I did promise the family that we are going to come back and talk about that. We are going to do that with Pastor Miriam next week. We are going to close it down. Hopefully, we'll get hold of Chau and she can even share on how to do it the right way. Because some of us, we go on and on and on. And at the end of the day, social media, we have wasted our time. We have wasted everything, you know. We should have been using it positively, but we're not. So we're going to look at the positive effects. Yes, there are many positive effects that are there on about social media. So we are talking about that on our young people. But taking us there, the sounds of Dr. Dumi just after these.
Pula pula I radio pulpit. Ukhanyiseleke kweli lizwe eliminyango. Zivulele ngokwakho i-app yethu okanye umamele kuradiopulpit.co.za. Siyafumaneka ku-DSTV Audio Channel 882. Ukanti sikhona naku-OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You're at 657 AM. Radio caring 24 hours a day.
It is so easy to look at social media and think to yourself, I mean, this is doing more bad than good. Especially because some of the bad that comes out of social media is so serious. It's so grave that It's difficult to ignore, and it really leaves a mark in all of our minds and all of our hearts, right? And I know that a lot of you have been seeing some of these riots that have been happening on social media, where young people are gathering each other, going into malls and going into stores and causing a lot of chaos that is unwarranted. And this is happening all around the world, where young people are using social media to mobilize themselves because they have this idea that they are activists, because that's the thing these days, right? Everyone thinks that they are an able body and they should mobilize themselves as activists to fight against the power. And this is not new. It's probably happened with every generation. I mean, the oldest generation I can think of that actually did this were known as hippies. And I think those were baby boomers of the time in the West. If you were a person who was against the war at the time, you were known as a hippie and you were advocating for peace and you grew your hair and you smoked illegal substances. You were known as a hippie, right? And obviously the term hippie has had different connotations as time went on. But the point is, if you're a young person and you are on social media and you think yourself an activist, you are not the first. And being an activist is not what often changes the world. It's not what always changes the world. Yes, activists and political leaders have led to a lot of change, but some of the most impactful changes that have happened in the world happen on the ground with people meeting and having depth conversations with depth and actually giving each other time and space and hearing each other out rather than treating another person's ideas as though they have no right to exist. And this is a very important place to start at. But let's take a look at some of the benefits that come that have come from social media, right? And many of us in our unique stories can actually attest to the fact that social media has had a very positive impact on our lives. I don't want us to always focus. I want us to steer away from focusing on all the negative things that social media has brought to young people and has brought to our societies and communities. We need to challenge ourselves to also appreciate the positives about things that we have had a negative taste or bad that has left a bad taste in our mouth. So let's delve into it, right? So social media, for one, I mean, it connects people. And I know that when I say it like that, it sounds like a marketing term that you'd hear from like a Mark Zuckerberg or Jack Dorsey, or, you know, whichever other social media platform. But the thing is, it actually does connect people. You get people who are able to connect with friends and family that don't stay close by. And social media is able to allow them to connect with each other. And you might be saying, I mean, you could do that on WhatsApp. Well, remember that technically WhatsApp is a social media platform as much as it is a texting site, or not site, but a texting platform, right? It is a social media platform because it has statuses that we use to share moments. We share videos on WhatsApp. So to an extent, it is a social media platform, although it is primarily a text platform, a texting platform, and you can share documents as well. So, but the point being this, people connect with family on these social media platforms. People collaborate, right? You get people who travel and go around the world and meet with friends, meet networks that they are unable to connect with, unable to share a life with except on social media. And that is where social media plays a crucial role in connecting our communities and societies. And I really want to focus on these positives right now because there's so much negative things. It's easy to point out the negative things about social media. I mean, you have... I remember once, right, this is a true story, like I was once going to watch a movie when I was staying in Pretoria, Sunnyside, and I went to watch a movie in Stirland, and there was a guy sitting outside, and he was basically living on the streets. I think he was from Italy, if I remember correctly. I could be getting the country wrong, but he was from, I think it's somewhere in Europe, Italy or Spain. So he was basically here living on the streets, and I found him playing this pipe. I can't remember what it's called. And I stopped to have a conversation with him, and he just told me that, listen, I'm stuck. And I told him, look, I'm about to catch a movie, but let's connect. Let's meet. I can't remember if I gave him a time and or what, but we met. I helped him out. We tried to find a way of communicating with his family back home. I think someone was trying to send him money. So now fast forward 2 years later, he's back home. He's doing great. I've seen him doing some meditation videos, doing his art. He's back on his social media. We connect on Instagram. Now you can imagine that this was a person who was sleeping on the streets. If it weren't for social media, him and I would never be able to connect. And he's actually sent me an inbox saying that if you're ever in my country, just know that you have a bed to sleep on. And that's a huge thing that could have not been possible with email or WhatsApp because he doesn't even have my number. He just discovered me on social media, searched for my name, and saw that I've had a couple of performances around South Africa and was like, you know what, if you're ever in my country, just know that you have a bed. So social media does do that. There are a lot of people who have gone missing. People's children, people's partners that have gone missing, and they've been able to connect due to social media. And I often see these posts that quite truly overwhelm me with sadness and concern, where you find a person is missing and then people on social media start sharing an image of that person saying they're this age, they were last seen at this place, and I know you've definitely seen those. They're quite heartbreaking, right? Now, the thing that you don't know is that how many people are actually found as a result of those reports, right? Like, if you think of the fact that this case of Thabo Bester that's going on around South Africa right now, that has nearly the whole of South Africa shook, that a person can be that ruthless and evil, right? To think of the fact that he was first identified through an image that was shared on Twitter. Someone saw him at a mall, I think at a Woolworths, took a picture of him, and that picture started circulating. So social media is being used to catch criminals. There are many other criminal activities that have been stopped as a result of social media. I remember there's a guy who actually has a YouTube channel. Yes, there is an extent to which YouTube is a social media platform. However, primarily it's not. But I just want to share this, that there was a dude who started a YouTube channel where he actually goes about hacking people who commit, you know, these phishing fraud. Like, for example, they will hack your phone, hack your computer, or pretend like you have a virus, but they just want money from you. So they're fraudsters, basically. So what they do is, he hacks into their systems, he reports them, and he shows videos of himself doing this stuff. So you can see just how much social media does, right, that would have not been possible without these platforms actually existing. This, in my opinion, is incredible. Definitely would have never been possible without social media. And you've had people finding their pets. You know, another thing that a lot of people do quite well using social media is building neighborhood communities. I mean, if you live in a certain area, I can almost guarantee you that there is a Facebook group for your area, and the people who live in your area, what they do is, if, for example, you are trying to find out where to find the best school within the area, the people within that Facebook group will connect you to the best school. People report crimes and people alert each other on things that are happening within the neighborhood. Or if you're looking for a place to rent, that's where, in that Facebook group, is where you're going to find that information. That happens a lot, especially on Facebook. I don't know about other platforms like Instagram as well. So another thing, for example, with TikTok definitely has developed a terrible, terrible reputation, and it cannot be defended for that. However, we cannot ignore the fact that it does have a lot of good. One of the best things you can do on TikTok is to go on TikTok and to search for the best hiking spots in my area. You will see tons and tons of videos posted by people. Just search for the best restaurants, search for the best doctors in your area. You will find people have given visual reviews of places within your area where you can actually go and connect and have fun and live a healthy lifestyle. There are a plethora of places that we could have listed, or no, not places, but benefits that we could have listed that come from social media, right? Where you can meet someone on a plane, and if you don't want to give them your cell number because it's just too intimate, right? They're not in your inner circle like that. You can exchange social media handles and then connect there before, and get to know them before you actually connect on a more intimate level. This keeps people safe. Right? It keeps people safe and keeps people you don't want to be entering your life at a certain distance. So think about those. And what are your thoughts on more things that, more benefits that come from social media that we might have not mentioned? Think about those and have those conversations with a friend and a loved one and see if they agree. Just check out if they agree with
you. Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text
SMS or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.